Hey there, welcome back to the boom, or what I should call Tech Talk with Corey. Yeah, so welcome back. I wanted to start by just telling Bill Cosby that you're a son of a bitch. Do you know what you've ruined? Most of my childhood. Picture Page, Fat Albert, all the other shit you were on. Great stuff. Now just completely ruined. What an asshole. I mean, even the Cosby Show. I remember back in junior high in my band class, after we'd have like our fall concert and end of year concert, you know, our teacher would, you know, back things off and bring in videos. Well, the videos were usually Thriller and the Making of Thriller, or episodes of the Cosby Show. But I tell you what, the rest of the time, we didn't want shit. Unless he was absent, we worked our asses off. And this was early on when I was playing. I have to say that the repetition and the continuous rehearsal seemed so tedious. But then you saw the payoff. Then when you finally put the final concert together, you went, oh, everything worked. Huh. That's the kind of ethic I took with me towards when I played in a, you know, band with three other guys. You beat the shit out of something. No, that wasn't right. Do it again. No, we fucked up there. Start it over. Because also in high school when I did the onstage thing, that was just brutal. We worked our asses off. And I remember this one song. It was from Bye Bye Birdie. And for the fucking life of me, there was this one part that had triplets. And the first note was a rest. So it was triplet. And the first one wasn't there. It was just pellet, triplet. And I just could not get it. I couldn't find that groove, man. And when I didn't feel it, I couldn't fall into it. It was embarrassing. I had the entire group turned around looking at my ass. Oh, wait, hold on, pneumonia moment. Oh, it's just a part of my lung that comes up, no worries. And everyone's turning around and they're clapping their hands to the triplets, and I kept hitting that first note. And I know that it was skipped for artistic reasons, for whatever bullshit it was, but let me tell you, it just felt so unnatural. It didn't seem right. And of course, in the same group was my girlfriend at the time, shaking her head, embarrassed, going, God, I'm with this dumbass. And let me tell you, that's the last time I'd be in a band with someone I'm involved with. That's why I've always played with all guys. But sometimes I bend the rules with the, you know, my old buds, Bill and Jordan. But we won't go there. The repetition, however, it really did help me. And I tell you, there are those moments where everybody just falls right into the groove. You fall into the song, and it's in that moment, it's euphoria. You look around, everybody makes eye contact, and everybody in that moment in the band knows. No matter how many of you there are, they just go, whoa, this is the moment the shit is just working. It's amazing. You just fall into that groove, and the only thing that could trash it is when you stop to think about it and go, huh, I wonder how I can reproduce this again. No! Keep going. Feel it. Go with it. And yes, many musicians will not admit this, but that euphoric moment where everything clicks and you fall in that groove and everybody's on the same sheet of music, it's better than sex. Oh, dear God. I know it's blasphemy. I know there's people out there going, oh, God, don't fucking tell them, but it's true. Just that fucking moment, you just go, God damn it, that's it. That's it. And it doesn't happen all the time. Even the veteran musicians that have been playing for years and years will tell you, just, it doesn't always happen. But when it does, oh, holy shit, it's amazing. And I can only name like a handful of times that it really happened for me. Well, anyways, I think that's all I've got in me. It's late night. I can't sleep. I'm trying to get caught up on my tech talk with Corey's. So let's recap. Fuck you, Bill Cosby. Great work ethic. You repeat things in rehearsal. Repetition is what makes things great. Feeling the groove is important. And falling into that groove with everybody else is just amazing. And with that, I say much love to you all, or none at all. Bada boom. Yeah, Wally says hi too. Boom.